The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
I'm going to try to make it through this show. I am, as you can hear, and this is not because I went out late last night, which I did. Mm-hmm. This are your allergies kicking your ass as much as they are mine?
I really, every time I try to blink, it's like trying to drag velvet across sandpaper. My eyes feel like that.
I have never experienced it like this, yeah. And I think maybe I'm going to see a physician next Tuesday.
Ooh. Oh, a Chinaman?
Dr. Bombay.
Oh, is he mysterious?
And I think he's a very, very mysterious visitor from the East.
Those are the best doctors because they are the most mysterious.
And I believe that's the most mysterious outfit of the day. And I have to ask him about what's the stuff that you take for your horrible allergies?
I'm up to Zyzol and Singulair at the same time.
When you say that, you know what I think? I think Zyzol, Zyzol Z.
You know what I think? I think, come to the planet Zyzol.
That's right. We have birthdays because it's Thursday, and we all know what that means.
Thursday birthday.
Ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, it's Thursday birthday time.
Here we go.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Do we have our music for our
yes,
birthdays? All right. Friday was Diana Roulette's. That's R-E-U-L-E-T. Roulette?
Roulette.
Maybe.
But it's not really her birthday.
Put $5 on 22 Black.
Friday was Diana Roulette's boyfriend's 23rd birthday.
Right.
Oh. He's a lucky guy, and it's funny, we don't have his name.
Right.
But I bet you know what, Mike? I bet he's getting it done.
He's a lucky guy because she didn't include his name. Buzz already got to that. Right. But she admits in her letter that she's very, very grateful.
Or forgetful.
Sunday, April Fool's Day, was Andy... God, these names. Andy Breivik?
Or was it?
B-R-E-I-V-I-K.
Mm-hmm. Breivik.
Breivik?
Breivik.
Andy Breivik's birthday. He loves it when Mike Tyson... You're killing me.
Get ready. It's a workout day.
He loves it when Mike Tyson talks about taking showers with other guys.
Hey, that's timely.
I don't shower much.
It's a favorite, Rob.
Andy Breivik comes into the bathroom when I'm... And every time I see Andy Breivik, he sees my genitals.
You don't like that.
Yeah, he sees my rectum.
Thank you, Andy.
Can you do some other current impressions like Eisenhower?
Adam Apple Prater.
Your time's coming, buddy.
Adam Apple Prater turned 36 on Monday.
Yes.
He would like Jack Cassidy.
Uh-huh. Really?
To ask Rob to run out and get a cake. This is a greedy guy.
He's written an entire playlist?
This is a guy where the birthday's not enough. He wants to make us perform trained dogs.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Right. Hello there, Spiewak.
Hi, Jack.
Hello, it's Jack Cassidy.
How have you been?
I normally only do this on the radio, but I'm doing it on the podcast right now. I was wondering, is there an outside chance that we could give Adam Apple Prater a cake?
Before I go, may I light your cigarette?
Please, and my cigarette holder.
Now, I don't know.
Off with you. Go get his birthday cake.
I will be right back.
Well, that's the end of Jack.
I was hoping this would be an easy one.
Can I make a request? Not of you.
Yes.
Of the listeners?
Yes.
I do but one impression.
Right.
And I do it very well.
Somebody requests
that. Is that little high voice that you do?
A little high voice?
Yeah. You know, the gingerbread man.
It's a beloved
gingerbread
character.
What's it called?
It's a gingerbread man.
The gingerbread man?
Shrek. Yeah.
Nobody does it better.
Here's what I will do.
Yes.
For purpose of example, I will take somebody who has not requested a voice, and I will have you do the voice for
them.
That's
brilliant.
Oh, that's awesome.
John Boxler turned... 30 died at Bud Day.
Fnah.
And he is a fan of the late Colonel Potter.
God. I'm really?
What the f***? is going on with these birthdays?
Oh, well, you're a cunning mimic.
All right, yes, here we go.
A beloved.
Now, John, wait a second. That's what I said.
You know, I really should read these in advance. John Boxler turned 39 Monday. He's a fan of the late Colonel Potter, even though he knows we've already done a lot of impressions.
Right.
Hi.
Well, wait a second. Does
Let me
actually
take this opportunity to say hi to John Boxler.
Did he actually ask for the impression, or is he just stating the fact that he likes it? Because you don't necessarily have to do it,
but
Colonel.
You know how I roll.
Yes, I do.
If he's a fan of mine, you'll get the impression.
You haven't asked me to stand in quite some time. You know, I've lost a lot of weight, Colonel.
Yes, hello, Radar. But don't drive that car of yours. Eric Quick had a birthday yesterday, and he's worried about his breath. He wonders if Rob or Mike might know. No.
No?
No.
No.
He wonders if Rob or Mike might know of a candy that could keep him fresh. No,
you know
that's too gratuitous.
You know what, Eric? You're a nice guy and a great supporter, but too much.
I know of no such candy.
So now we've effectively ruined Eric's birthday.
You can't kill the bit.
You know what would be great?
Oh, I have
that
a
would
candy
kill
for
it. That would kill
I have
the
a
bit.
Candy for him.
What's a candy?
Oh, I know what you're going to do.
What's the candy? He's clearing his throat. Here we go. He's clearing his throat.
What's the gentleman's name again?
His name is Eric Quick.
Hi, Mr. Quick. Would you like my gum drop button?
Hey. It was the gingerbread
I like
man.
That. He only does one, but I sure
right.
like
it's
it.
Strong.
Yesterday was also James King's birthday. He's from Baltimore. But he's currently in Seattle and part of the LGBT community.
Right.
Lesbian,
gay
bisexual and transgender
yes.
community. Do you see that? I meant to talk about it.
Miss Canada.
God
yes,
damn.
Allowed in the contest.
Scary pretty.
Yeah.
Does she have like the vagina now? Is she had the full,
did she
have the parts taken off?
Did she make you doubt your beliefs?
She makes me want to look.
It's like 10 Jack and Cokes.
So James King's birthday yesterday from Baltimore, currently in Seattle, part of the LGBT community. He didn't say which letter he is, but he does say, hi, Zoolander. Is that yours or did he really put that?
He really said that, yeah.
He really said that? Good.
Sounds like a recruiting letter.
Tomorrow, Laura Howard.
Hey, Laura Howard.
Tomorrow, Laura Howard turns 38, and she loved the show at the State Theater. Well,
that's very nice.
That's amazing. We did, too. Like Buzz, Jeremy Selfidge has also escaped Wichita.
Uh-huh.
His birthday is also tomorrow, and he's just looking forward to a happy birthday song. That's convenient because it's time for that now. So,
okay, excellent.
To Jeremy and all our birthdays, happy birthday. And our letter of the week comes from Brian Smythe.
Who?
S-M-Y-T-H.
Brian.
God.
Smythe?
Mythe.
Smith.
It would have to be Smith.
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 He says, hi, guys. I just wanted to say thank you to every one of you. I've been listening since the D&M days. I still think the funniest thing I've ever heard is Pooh Goes Ape-S. What was that? Somebody want to enlighten me?
Yeah,
you're the show historian.
That was a piece of satire written like A.A. Milne in which Winnie the Pooh goes crazy and kills everybody.
Did we do it?
Yeah, you read it in a...
Is it on the old radio show?
Yeah, I think you might have read it in the John Fiedler voice, you know, the voice of Pooh.
Okay, all right.
And, you know, that's my nickname, too.
Oh, bother.
The voice of Pooh.
Oh, bother.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, whatever. I've been recovering from knee surgery. I can relate to that.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say thanks from one crippled Irishman to another.
Uh-huh.
For making me laugh so hard that I actually shot my liquid OxyContin out of my nose.
Oh, my.
It wasn't as fun as it sounds.
Wow, it sounds like it would hurt.
Thanks again for making liquid OxyContin.
Yeah.
I didn't get that stuff when I got my knee surgery. Thanks again for making an otherwise excruciating time bearable. Congrats on the weight loss and SAD. Keep it up so that I can laugh on the way to the physical therapy so I don't kill that bitch.
Hey, he's got your same therapist.
Exactly.
Her life depends on you being funny.
Wow.
Don't let her die, please.
No pressure.
Thanks from Brian Smythe, and I'm with the show.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's good.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Owen's friend.
Owen doesn't have a friend.
That's because he's shy.
No, he's not. He's fat and he's stupid. Get out of my house. Where is Owen?
Owen went bowling.
I want Owen.
He'll be back in a minute.
I want my bath. I want my medicine.
I can get it for you.
Who the hell are you all of a sudden?
Let me hang it up for you.
I can hang up my own job, damn
it. I know that, but I would like to hang it up for
you. Get out of my way, you black bastard.
What? Mrs. Lift!
He tried to kill me.
What?
I said he's trying to kill me.
Mrs. Lift, don't.
Hang up my own goddamn shawl. He's trying to kill me. I asked for the salted nuts. He brought me the unsalted nuts. The unsalted nuts made me choke.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Oral cancer. Anyway,
hey, it's Mike Lift
from the Happy Piper Studios. This is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 13 million times and heard in
150. A guy's listening in North Korea.
And heard in 150 countries.
Nice.
Really?
It's true.
Somebody's listening in North Korea?
Well, he did briefly. He's back now, but that's where he listened.
If you have something, according to Mr. Spiewak, you can call us. I see it. 718-506-1625. Today is Thursday, April 5, 2012, and we are very delighted to have you with us. Our show today is brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. Our good friends over there offer CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield.
You could use some oxygen
now. What is your stand on histamines? Are you pro-histamine or anti-histamine?
I am anti.
Okay, I am anti-histamine.
Like them on Facebook at NVCCAHA Trading Center, or click their ad on our website, Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class to save a life.
That's
and we
simple.
Appreciate them. On the program today, lots to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, including when I prep this show, occasionally I will not get any source of material at all. I will simply sit at the blank yellow pad and engage in stream of consciousness.
Does the pad mock you when it's blank?
No, the pad is usually, I rarely get what I would call writer's block.
Right.
But sometimes I simply will sit there and not have anything and wait till the first thought pops into my head.
Right.
And so that is why on the show prep list today, number one was, I want pancakes. And in
stream of consciousness.
That was
what? And
in parentheses, worst food for me.
Yes.
And that led
yes.
me to the idea that before, yes. we'll get to it in a second
okay.
here, that we can go around the room, and I'd like to inquire as to all of you fellas, if there's a particular food that is bad for you, and I will tell you why it's bad. Pancakes are bad for me.
Okay.
And we'll say why. We'll do it that way.
Do you know what caused you to think that? Because I had a pancake thought yesterday because I was watching Uncle Buck.
I don't know. I think what caused
I think it's the first time I've watched the Encore channel since I got cable.
Well, I've been making my apples with maple syrup,
right.
yeah.
and that might
that draw you
and
in.
And then
sure.
RJ and sure. I, over a week ago, went to the hockey game, and I said I had two breakfasts.
Yes, right? I remember.
And but we'll get to that in
okay.
a second. All about Oscar today. I'd like to. I really
Everything?
Realize every now and then I realize I don't know enough about him.
You feel that way.
I love these shows, not at all.
including, like, where his head really is at. We touched on this
Good
at the State
that.
Theater. But
My
I'd
mental
like to,
health?
Just you, in general.
So
was it because we sort of got into his head yesterday on the bonus show?
Yeah. Yeah, that probably jogged that
because,
for me. And
sure.
I'm just curious. We don't do it enough.
I'd
like to do it with all of you guys.
I realized that he and I could not be any more different.
Yes.
I mean, in every shape,
I believe,
way,
I believe,
coloring.
I am much more similar to Oscar than you are.
Yes, I believe
I think so.
So. I believe that table is more similar to Oscar than I am.
I wrote this down. Nadia Sulman, WTF. The sweet sport. Might start with that today.
Yes.
Facebook Rob, again. What is that photo you put on Facebook? I say you said, please like this photo.
Oh.
Hold on.
Remember?
Let me set it up. Rob says, I go to my news feed today, and Rob says, please like this photo. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're doing like what normal people do on Facebook.
There's a reason for that. Do you
okay.
remember the people that were nice enough to take photography at the Big Duff the past 2 years?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
times.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
And, anyway,
yeah,
they were
socialized with them regularly.
No, remember
what?
The beautiful lady with she was there with her husband.
Yeah.
And they were taking pictures
and
of Big
Duff. And she
ran
around
sure.
everywhere
yeah.
taking
yeah.
pictures.
Nice
yeah.
clients, and they're in a photography.
Remember, she had blonde hair.
Yes.
She was hot?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And so was he.
Oh, she was like sexy hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dressed really sexy.
Yeah,
yeah
right.
yes.
boy.
I have a memory of that.
Okay.
Yes.
So they were nice to us. They were clients. They're in a photography contest.
Right.
They said, if you could drum up some likes for our entry,
very nice.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's easy. It's easy
and
to put
is
up
their entry that picture with the guy in the kilt kissing
yeah.
a woman?
Mm-hmm. It's kilt and a tuxedo.
Because that's what
you
they
are
do.
You are such an easy lay. You really are. You are an easy lay. Anybody wants you
come
to do anything,
come seduce me, man.
There he is,
and you know
Rob.
What? It might not have been so easy to screw me like that, to take me from behind if she wasn't so sexy and friendly.
There you go. Okay.
No, that's
all right. You've defended yourself admirably.
And
well.
The husband, too. Wow.
Yeah. I want to talk about spy stuff.
Okay.
Is anybody, this might be for you, too. Is anybody up on this White House big dig thing they're doing?
Yeah, they talked about it today on the news.
That's it has piqued my curiosity.
They hit a water pipeline,
and next to the White House,
right. Look like a fountain.
There is this super secret project in our backyard because we do the show from basically Washington D.C.
Mike, double secret.
It's double secret. Mm-hmm. That no one knows what's going on. Are you aware of this, Mark?
No, not at all.
And there is a major underground construction project,
and it's been
going on
for years.
For years.
And they even because the water main.
But leave it to the Obama administration to hit the pipeline.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I really, really love our president, I do. I like Barack Obama a lot. I think his administration is just absolutely chock-a-block with boneheads.
Do you think it's a snake bit administration?
I just think there are a lot of really dumb people in it.
They did have a pretty funny reply.
Like, long on ideology. It's just like, well, I believe that we should have health care for everybody. How are you going to do that? Duh.
So you're saying they have philosophy, they just can't tie their shoes.
Like most Democrats.
Right.
That's always been my philosophy of Democrats.
Right.
Democrats have have wonderful ideals that I share, by and large, but absolutely no knowledge as to how to implement them.
So they brought it up in the press conference yesterday and their cover story, and of course it's a joke. He said, oh, well, naturally, we're digging for oil.
There was a series of tunnels that led from the White House to different parts of the city.
And you know what? I've actually been in one of the tunnels. I believe it connects the White House to the old executive office building. And there is also some...
Did any of you guys...
like a train that connects to the Capitol as
did
well.
Did any of you... I don't think any of you went on... Did any of you go on my bachelor party?
No, we weren't invited.
I know the story.
You do?
You told me the story not too long ago.
And you know what? We've actually...
We've never
broached the story on the air, but I've done lots...
The story you're thinking of.
I've done lots of Googling on your story.
I couldn't find it.
And you can't find it.
I can't find it either. I love to.
Not a word.
Yeah.
And... I really probably shouldn't talk about it.
Probably not.
Not until the next Nicolas Cage movie about the story comes out.
Why weren't we invited?
I can't think of any national...
Why weren't you invited?
Well, I wasn't invited because we weren't as close as we are now. But why wasn't Rob...
Now you're thick as thieves.
Or Buzz invited?
Oh,
because you
actually,
know what?
I was. You did invite me.
Oh.
Did I invite you?
You did not.
Well, I probably didn't because it was in that mode where you don't come to a lot of things.
And also, you know what? That was primarily for you. That's when you were running with your cop friends.
Yeah, you weren't really friends then.
We weren't doing the show then.
You just worked together for 25 years.
If I'm not mistaken...
F you, Oscar!
Wasn't that during what we like to call the hiatus?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
I think...
Yeah, because we'd just been laid off.
I spoke to you like three times, and I started every call
That's it.
What's interesting?
We weren't working together.
Interesting about this secret
and
thing
hope
that you
to
saw?
Never again.
Exactly. We were praying that we wouldn't have to.
Is that I can think of no national security reason that it should be a secret.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not up to me to decide.
Yeah, well, it should be a secret because you don't want the terrorists of knowing that.
I'm wondering
way
how
in.
Much I should say.
Okay. How about this? And we can.
I don't care.
No, I think you should. Let's make this fun.
When it was shown to me, it was shown to me under. I think, Mark, the way I explained it, it was you keep this on the QT. Let me explain what we're talking about. In general terms, we are talking about something in Washington, D.C. that is a well-guarded secret, and it is something that is underground.
It's hidden. We don't know why.
And it's not anything
is
that can blow anything up to the best of my knowledge.
Right. It's the Farragut West Metro Station.
It is.
It's benign. It's completely benign,
it's,
as far as we know.
To a point.
Okay.
Yeah, it's benign, but it's also pretty awe-inspiring.
Okay, how about this?
When you see it. And I know about it, and there are congressmen and senators that don't know about it. I know about it because...
You run with a crowd.
Because I know people that are connected with law enforcement in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
that have to know about it.
Without divulging a single detail, let me offer this. We broadcast. D.C.
Sound like
is
my
our
attorney.
Backyard.
Let me offer this.
D.C. is our backyard, and although we are heard in many countries, I think our thickest and most loyal listeners are local.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you know about anything good and secret that you're not supposed to know about in Washington, D.C., send us a private Facebook message and see if you can guess what we're discussing.
That's
we
fair.
Are talking
because
about, and I will.
We know a lot of people.
I haven't
in this
given
city.
Enough information. This is
you
within.
Need to offer a clue.
This is within the city, And this, I will, the clue is historic.
Right. Mm.
Is that good
enough?
That's
a good clue.
I think that's bold.
Are you going to give a better clue?
I'm going to give you a clue that you can choose to use if you
okay.
want.
All right.
Rob's jotting this down.
Have I told you this story, Oscar?
Yes.
And I
so you know what I'm talking about.
I think that this will be enough without being too much, but your call.
It was mind-blowing, though. It was really...
Rob's actually going to walk this over to you.
I went and looked for it.
All right. And the other hint is miniature.
Right. That's a
miniature.
Good, that's a good one. We should stop there.
If you know what we are talking about.
If you know what we are talking about.
Remember, there might be $10,000 gas money in the glove box.
And I'd love to hear from people if they know of DC Secrets, because if there's one, there are tons of them.
I'm sure there are more.
Now, did you
been on the tram that runs from one of the House office buildings
to
the Capitol, and I rode on that tram with... I believe it was Nancy Pelosi and Barney Frank on the same tram.
Also guilty. They have the same.
And we were all having sex.
Same breast size.
Pulling a train.
It's when I had lunch with Congressman Davis. The only guy that ever invited me to have lunch as a was a Republican.
And
Tom Davis. And a good one.
Diametrically opposed to you. There was lots of yelling.
And we talked politics. Yeah. I felt like a king.
I'll bet.
A buddy of mine, Jim Hobbs, who works here in Manassas.
Right.
And his son, they were invited to Capitol Hill. He asked me if I wanted to tag along. I said, in a heartbeat. We got to go to the office building. Then we took the tram over to see the Congress, House of Representatives.
Similar to like a Disney-looking thing.
It goes underground, and you zing right over there, and they all use it. Mm-hmm. It's filled with congressmen. And you go over there,
votes.
And then afterwards, Jim and his son had to leave. And I was there with a guy. He said, "Do you have time for lunch?" I said, "Absolutely."
We
went into the congressional dining room, and I had lunch like in that what's that movie that we like so bad with Sam Elliott?
Not Informer.
Old School.
It's the one with
it's not that.
It's the one with Gary Oldman who plays Shelley, the congressman,
and it has to be he has to do
the contender.
That's it.
The contender, and I was sitting there, and I'm talking politics.
Yeah, it's wild. Very cool.
Now
I was talking. I was talking about. Probably maybe Iraq at the time.
With with your fascination of this thing, the secret in D.C., did you see either of the Nicolas Cage National Treasure movies?
Yeah, I saw the first one
and
with my kids.
My kids love those films. Uh-huh. And I, of course, wanted to see it because it had Frank Herzog
in it. When you think about our currency, our printing, what goes on here, our symbols, our medallions that we have, there's a lot of symbolism.
Horny Bob Spiewak's dad was a Mason.
Right.
And there's a lot of that, a lot of that secretive stuff.
Allergies.
And it is allergies. But I think that stuff is fascinating, and there are a lot of secrets in our backyard.
I would imagine if this thing has been kept a secret that I'm talking about, which
and
I can't
it really,
talk about
it really,
for so many.
It really does exist, Mike.
My bachelor party and we had strippers, we had drinking, we had
bagpipes.
We had police sirens, we had bagpipes.
Right.
First of all, it was the greatest bachelor party anyone will ever have.
Wish I could have been there.
This was
ended about 4 a.m., I think.
This was the high point of the evening that did not involve bagpipes, strippers, drinking, or police sirens.
But it did involve the crowd you were running with at that time.
Oh, wow. That's where I will always say to Jerky, Officer Jerky, thank you very much. Yeah. The same Jerky, have we talked about the fact that he's put the Mike O'Mara show on his race car?
We touched
briefly.
On that.
Yeah. Briefly.
Have you gotten the picture? I got a text picture.
I don't
picture.
Have the picture.
I got to forward you that text. Yeah. I will
I'd
forward
love
you
to
that
see
text.
That.
So make sure you get your guesses in, and remember, to the first person to guess what we're talking about, there is no prize.
Yes.
There is no prize.
But I'd be curious if someone could shed some light on it.
And leave your guesses on Mike O'Mara's Facebook page.
Oh, no. No.
Remember, I said private message.
Private
message.
So it's a secret that I can't talk about, but if you can figure it out, I'll acknowledge it.
I can't
say
figure
yes,
out why
right.
it's a secret.
Nice.
I can't either.
Yeah, that's the funny
and
part about it.
And that's part of the deal.
I know. That's
why
part
is
of the mystery.
Why is it a secret?
It makes you wonder if there's more to it.
Isn't it
when
special?
When they showed it to me, they said there are many congressmen that don't know of this.
I'm sure that's true.
Of the existence of what I'm showing you.
I bet Frank knows.
And
about
we were, seriously, Barney. The reaction we had when they showed it to us, we were like, whoa.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it was. That's how we were. Whoa!
I think it's even cooler that you got to go up in the Washington Monument in the middle of the night.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They let you in. It was very cool.
Pretty amazing. Won't happen today. No one can go up there.
No, I don't even think you're allowed to go in now.
Yep.
Was I not supposed to say that?
You just gave it away.
Sorry.
We'll edit.
Oscar. Can you believe he did that?
Oh, I didn't mean
sort of.
I thought it was cool. No one goes up there at night.
You're such a dunderhead.
Okay, okay.
All right. Anyway,
Nothing. let's move on.
I thought it was the Lincoln Memorial.
Do you know what this is?
Two and two together.
What is that?
Who can guess what's in my hand right now?
Some sort of sticker.
Right? It was stuck to the back of my notepad.
It can't be a cart label.
A prescription label?
No. This was the little strip that they put down from Truly Nolan to get rid of ants in my house in Florida.
Oh.
No way! Yes, yeah, any absolutely. Ants stuck to it?
Nope. But it's like a sticky stuff that ants apparently eat, and they take it back to their nest and
die. How does it smell?
I can't smell anything.
Because of allergies.
I can't smell anything. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, all about Oscar. You've earned that.
Sorry.
You dunderhead. And want to talk about the sweet sport. Might be surprised at that one. And that and more fun and more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Yeah. No ants.
Oscar the Secret Keeper. We'll be right back, everybody.
Well, I'll take whatever I want. And baby, I want you.
I know you've never seen Citizen Kane, but can you believe it was a sled?
I've never seen it.
Welcome back to the show. Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not. Yeah. You know Wait Not.
Yeah, boy.
Rob, how are you doing? You're awesome. You're in the steady trim phase of Wait Not.
I'm actually
right
in a
now.
Month of maintenance before I can do my final phase, but I am down 75 pounds.
Yeah, good for you.
And the thing that's so wild about the maintenance phase.
Wild.
I want to tell you, it's wild.
Wow.
I get on the scale, and every day, it's exactly the same.
How many inches have you lost, though?
I went from...
Pants off your penis?
Off, no, do you remember the mom jeans in our video?
Yes. Yeah, of course
DVD?
We do. Yeah.
Those were 48s.
Right.
I am now wearing...
You had 48 pants?
I'm now wearing 38. 10 inches off my
10 inches.
Wow.
God bless you. It's Wait Not, ladies and gentlemen.
And off my hair.
We have one of our fabulous little letters. I hope I didn't throw it away, Buzz. Here we go. Is this from Darren Bunky Martin?
The one with all the needless circles on it, yes.
Okay, very good.
Circles?
Darren Bunky Martin writes to all of us, I would like to wish my wife, Anna, happy birthday on April 10th.
Uh-huh.
That's coming up. That's right. Next Tuesday. We've been married 12 years this April 4th.
Uh-huh.
And after having our two great kids, she went from being in just a C wife,
you know,
to a size D wife as well.
Well, boy, that's a big one.
This guy's not really kind, is
he? Let's keep it real.
With the help of Weight Not, she has melted off 40 pounds in eight short weeks and is back to being just a C wife.
Congratulations,
great.
Sir.
Great. And looking great doing it. I kid because I love this guy. Happy birthday, baby. Thanks, my friends, for bringing the funny, and congrats on our success.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work, and she's a Weight Not lady.
Right.
And cool. We are thrilled with that. Really, thanks. Congratulations to Darren Martin and his lovely wife.
And the letters keep coming.
And if you want to get involved, it's really worth your time. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Unbelievable. You can believe it.
It works. And you know what, Oscar? Jesus. Bruce Willis is dead the whole movie.
I don't know what you're
there
talking
it is. All right. I want to talk about the sweet sport. Do you have the Masters music?
Do you have the music handy?
We're going to do a whole Jim Nantz thing tomorrow on the show. But
when your sinuses are more clear.
The nice thing about my favorite golf tournament in the world, the Masters down in Augusta, anybody who loves the game of golf loves this tournament. I'm starting to sound like Jim Nantz.
I know, yeah.
Well, no, it's not so much that.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Waxing poetic.
Let me tell you, I was sitting there yesterday. And they have on Wednesday at Augusta, they have the par 3 tournament, which is a chance now for the players' families to come out. You have little kids in jumpsuits like the caddies wear.
Right.
You have the elder statesmen. I figured out
yesterday,
what it is.
Yesterday, didn't they sink Pat Summerall's body? Tie a brick to his throat?
This was, let me tell you, you had Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, how is he?
Arnold Palmer.
Is his voice?
Shut the
no. I love please. Jack Nicklaus because as he gets older, his voice gets higher and higher and higher.
You
have the golden bear.
You had Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Gary Player all playing together. And I said, this is what I love about the game of golf. This is what – there's no other sport where – the heroes of the game can actually still play the game into their 70s, 80s, and 90s. And they
with
had
the
these guys.
With the exception of Sam
Huff. You had these guys walking down the fairway, and Arnie made a birdie. He's 80 years old. And it was just so spectacular. And you can ignore all the bull s that goes along with golf, which I hate. Yeah. You know, I was a member of one of those kind of shishi country clubs, and I hate everything about it. And, but the actual golf itself and seeing the tradition, as Jim Nantz says, unlike any other.
It is the most beautiful broadcast.
I had tears in my eyes. Yeah. I was watching these guys.
Allergies.
And you were watching this. It was not allergies.
Okay.
And I'm watching these guys, and I said, oh, my God, this is what it's all about. This is what sport is all about. This is what, when you've got the three, arguably, the three of the greatest players in the game, and they're still able to swing club.
I agree.
And you root for them, and it's just pure. It's pure, and it's honest, and it's unlike any other sport. And that's why I love the game
About Saturday, you and I will both have a moment when we say, oh, my God, they're trotting out the same BS that they do every year.
Right.
USA Today will have their special section today
about
Amen Corner and the
ridiculous.
Eisenhower
the golf
Pine
magazines every year do 2 months of it, and it's lazy, and it's ridiculous, and it's redundant, and I hate it.
It is the most beautiful sporting event of the year, I think, to watch.
It is the reason that I bought a large screen television for the first time. Yeah. I said, I was at my brother-in-law's house, and I said, oh, my God. Yeah. And that shot of there's nothing like
amazing.
It on television. Yeah. If you have ever thought about, I might look at a golf tournament. Don't miss this one. This is the one you want to watch. It's really spectacular. It really is, and it's fun to watch. But the tradition of it, I said,
it's
this...
the reason Jesus emerged from the tomb, Mike, is so that he could watch the Masters on Easter Sunday.
Okay, yeah, that's right. And I'm serving dinner at 3 o'clock.
Are you doing lamb?
I don't know what I'm doing yet.
Mark, I'm going to eat something called ham at my house.
not me. No.
You're
not
a traditionalist. You are a traditionalist.
The potatoes may be scalloped. I don't know what I'll do with it yet.
I just want everybody to know I will be taking the next 4 days off because, like Rick Santorum, I'm taking off what a douche. honest to God.
Taking a break.
But it's the Easter holiday. You know, instead of coming out and saying, hey, I've lost the campaign and I want to just download for a while. So, because it's the high holy holiday of Easter.
Sure.
That's why the Santorum Catholics are taking off. Yeah.
He's going to find 12 eggs and no chance of victory.
It's ridiculous. But I did. You know what? I find the Easter holiday has gotten me a little bit cloudy.
Nostalgic?
Well, I was in the Giant the other night in the grocery store.
Yes.
And I still get my daughter's little girl Easter baskets.
Yeah. For sure.
And I was sitting there going, said, there really isn't that much time left for this activity. And I got, I had one of those parent moments.
Candy.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. It was on sale. So that's why. But it's like in Manassas, every major holiday in Manassas is, if you get it like a week before, you're going to get all the good stuff. Because Manassas holidays are, I swear to God, it is the Manassas holidays are the day before or the day of.
Yeah.
Is when people will buy stuff. And
Sunday
I'm not
morning,
sure.
You got jelly beans?
There seems to be a theme.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, Valentine's Day, don't go into a card shop on Valentine's Day.
No, it'll
be because you will seriously be wall-to-wall,
and then
these
by,
guys.
And then by 8 o'clock.
You mean this guy?
That
these
guy.
Guys.
These guys.
And Oscar, speak up
the guys
here,
outside painting your house, and the guy that's doing the show with you. Yeah. No difference.
The guy that's not here today.
Oh, that's right.
RJ Diaz. Right.
And then 8 o'clock.
Hear that the doctor today.
Little red pickup truck.
Unfortunately, everything he's saying is true.
Oh dear.
Do I?
I'm not
mean,
Uncle
it's
Tom.
Not. It's not overtly racist.
No.
I don't
is
know.
Is it cultural? I don't
this,
know.
Wait. And I'm not going to lay this at the feet of Latin American people.
Yeah,
I am not going to do that. I am going to say this is Manassas.
It's
people.
The town.
Okay.
This is the slacker town that we live in, where everybody's like, oh, it's Christmas Eve. I better get the kid a toy.
I'm going to go to the drugstore and buy you a hairdryer.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm going to go to one of the 10 drugstores on the corner.
We're in the grocery store, not last night, but the night before. So we're in there Tuesday night, and I said to Carla, I said, nothing has been touched.
No.
So we had all
plenty
the candy.
To choose from.
All
wide
the
selection.
Candy.
Did you buy the top of the line Brock's Jelly Bird eggs? Or
no,
did you get-
I got Lindt. Lindt, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I got the Lindt rabbits, two for $7.
Yes, I got a Lindt roller.
Incidentally,
candy
is expensive.
Yes. Yeah,
Peeps.
Got Peeps.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I want to do a shout out to all my Peeps.
I got the Reese's eggs.
Oh, God, they're great.
Do you know they have chocolate Peeps now?
Yes.
I know you'll hate that. You're going to hate that. They have chocolate.
They're brown.
Chocolate peeps.
I know. It's, I don't hate them because they're brown. I hate it because it would get in the natural crunchy sugar notion of an Easter peep.
Of a peep.
I like those. But you know what about the Reese's peanut butter eggs?
What?
The peanut butter to chocolate ratio is better than in a cup.
Oh, and they're peanut
butter. Really?
I think so, yeah.
Like more peanut butter to chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't like that.
You see, yeah, I'd like more chocolate.
Oh, see, you missed the whole idea of the candy. The candy is the quality of the chocolate. That's what makes the peanut butter cup special.
We need more chocolate.
It's the ratio, and why don't you should be with me on this, because it's a ratio of savory and sweet again.
I know, but it's about the balance.
That's savory and sweet. In a peanut butter cup?
Peanut butter is
that's not peanut butter, that's candy, that's peanut butter flavored sugar.
But the peanut butter part is very salty, and so it's the salt versus the sugar, and that's the sweet and savory thing.
I hate to get into this, but the fact is you're talking about a sweet and savory argument, and there is no savory.
Right, okay.
There is no savory in a peanut butter
sugar and salt.
Okay, sugar and salt then. All right. How about black jelly beans? Did you buy any black jelly beans?
No, I don't like licorice.
I love them.
I hate that.
And they will be giving them away on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Atomizer.
Nickelback.
You guys are talking about these treats like sex.
I know.
Because it's because really the best thing. Well,
here we go.
The best thing about Easter Sunday is candy.
That's really what the holiday is about.
But
eggs,
I don't know what to cook.
Candy.
I'm having the family over. I am doing the cooking, and
you're
not gonna like this either. We may have settled on roast beef.
I think that's excellent. Yes.
Good.
There's nothing wrong with that. I found a boneless leg of lamb at Trader Joe's. I'm excited about it.
Really?
It was really easy because the lamb they got it from kept falling down.
That's right.
What are you doing for Easter, Austin?
I forgot it was Easter this Sunday.
You're a bad Catholic.
I really did.
You're a bad Catholic.
It's a monumental holiday.
I made plans. I guess I got to cancel them.
Really?
Yes.
I would think it would be a big deal in a Hispanic
home.
We've
been a little distracted.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
True.
But now that I know, I will be at my parents' house on Sunday.
Does your mama cook meal for Easter?
She's honey baked ham. She was all out.
Will you dye the huevos?
No, I don't. She didn't do any of that. He just wanted to say huevos. So I'll be there.
Right.
She does everything traditional.
And since this is a holiday that reflects upon Jesus Christ, our Lord
Jesus.
And Savior,
uh-huh.
rising from the dead.
Right.
Yes. Right.
What's planned in the Mark Bronick household?
Passover, right?
Well, yeah, we do have Passover.
Do you get around and hold hands and go, "We killed him. We killed him.
We win. We win."
That's what we do.
They play it.
That's
play
what it's
all
about.
They play everyone's favorite new game show that's sweeping the nation, Mike. They play Crucifact or Crucifixion.
No, but as you know, my wife is not Jewish, so I will be also observing Easter.
Nice.
You get all the holidays.
I do. And I've had that all my life because my mom's side of the family was Christian, and so she converted. Had it all the time.
Wait, best of both worlds.
So your mom is not Jewish?
No, she is now. She converted.
She converted, mm-hmm. but she kind of looks Jewish.
Yeah, she's French.
High praise.
She's French?
Yes.
And you got a lot. Your mother, there's a lot of you, a lot of your mother in you.
Right. I'll tell personality, you what, yes.
Yes.
But physically, Maya looks just like Mark's mom.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I really saw that at the state.
Are you raising your daughter in any particular faith?
We're technically raising her Jewish, but we're certainly giving her the exposure of both religions.
Really?
Yeah, but she goes to Hebrew school on Sundays.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
All right. So,
open Sunday.
But you will be celebrating the holiday.
Yeah.
Are you going to any particular home?
For Easter, we're going to my mother-in-law.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that's the big deal.
Yep.
Do you feel at all ill at ease when you go to your mother-in-law's
house? As a matter of fact, Mike, I'm taking my mom's mother, who lives in the area, I'm taking her to church on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You got it covered.
Yeah.
I mean, when you die, seriously, you're going to have your dealer's choice.
Yeah, I know. I could just pick which path I want to go down.
You'll have the choice of many different rooms. I don't know. I've never thought of it as a turbo holiday. You know,
and, I don't like it.
We used to, more than Christmas, though, when I grew up in a Catholic house, we used to talk about the Easter Catholics, because more than any other holiday, you're going to be going to church.
My mom,
your one time of the year.
My mom goes to church every Sunday. Steady.
My mom did up until she moved into the.
Well, she's also 90.
I mean,
my mom's in her 60s, and she went to Palm Sunday last Sunday.
That's
so
the big
back
one,
the
Palm Sunday.
Right, right.
And my mom mentioned it to me.
Good Friday.
This was the conversation I had with my 91-year-old mom this week. She said, well, Saturday I have that lovely mass that they have on television here. She's so cute. And she said, I have that lovely, and it was Palm Sunday, You probably wouldn't know that.
I would go to Palm Sunday if the celebrant was Tommy Giacomo. It would be a different kind of Palm Sunday.
Oh yeah,
the maitre d' at the Palm. Yeah.
Now I'm interested. As a pagan, to me, it's just a rite of spring. It's a celebration of spring.
Well,
new life, renewal, hope.
Well, I know is when your time really
outdoors.
Does. You know, you miss that one time.
Yeah.
But when your time really does come.
Yeah.
And especially after the fact that you dodged the light.
Right.
You did not walk into the light.
No.
And then you came back from the grave.
Right.
And then you still did not repent.
Right.
You know, you better get that big skateboard because that's going straight.
Soon.
Because that is going straight down to hell.
That's right.
That is going straight
down. Have you ever done the...
if only there was such a place.
The sunrise service thing for Easter?
Yes, I have.
I used to like that best because, A, it was very cool, and also it got it out of the way.
Did I tell you guys... I think I've talked about this on maybe one of our bonus shows or Raw.
At your bachelor party?
About when I left the Catholic Church when I decided it was not the right time. It was when I went to Marist College, we had the service in the round. It was a round chapel, and the altar was in the center of the room.
Yes.
So you basically sat. No, you not basically.
Arena
you
style.
Actually did sit around
like
the altar,
like the Colosseum,
and you could look across at the pew in front of you. Mm-hmm. You could look across, and I had gotten done with a DJ gig the night before, and a dude walks up to me and says, "I want you to play." He's drunk, and he said, "I want you to play one more song." I said, "I can't." They wanted me to close. It was the Ratskeller that I was closing, and he said, "No, I want you to play one." And then he shoved me, and I shoved him back, and he grabbed me, and they were separating us, and as they separated us, he pulled a chain off of my neck. I had a chain on, and it was my grandfather's watch chain.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, the reason I remember it is because it was cheap, and it actually used to always oxidize.
Sure.
And I'd have a stain, a green stain on my neck.
Right.
And he pulled it off, and I remember I popped him after he did this because I was furious that he did.
Sure.
I was cold sober, and I busted his nose when I hit him. Wow. And the next day... I remember later that night, I was walking in one of the dorms, and he came up the stairs, and our dorm rooms used to open into two floors, and then we had ceramic steps between the two dorm rooms.
Wow,
gorgeous.
And he was coming up the top, and I remember saying, if I had wanted to, I could have pushed this guy down a flight of stairs, because he was giving me the hairy eyeball, and instead I got on the elevator and went down to the lobby, and I didn't do this. The next day... I went to Mass, as I did every Sunday. You guys don't know that about me. I used to go to Mass every Sunday. And I sit there, and I sit in the second row, and I look across, and facing me in the front row is this kid with the black eyes and the tape over his nose, who had recovered from his S-faced evening of being an ass, and was looking at me.
He was repentant.
And at that moment, I just sat there. I said, what is this all about?
Yeah.
You know, did we act in any way like godlike, like Christians
like
last night, you know, fighting each other? And it's the hypocrisy of religion that kind of descended on me in that one seminal moment.
But I think it's natural. I think people throughout their lives, whether you believe in God or you're Jewish or what, or Muslim or whatever you may be, you question your faith.
Right.
I mean,
you
just have to. I think it's only human to do that at times.
I mean, I love...
Maybe not after a bar fight.
I love what it's done for my mom, though. Yeah. I mean, she uses it as her little anchor.
Yeah.
And she does... She's very open about it. She's very aware, even at 91. She's not one of these false, pious people.
Right.
She's the most devout Catholic I know, and she can tell you 30 things that are wrong with the Catholic Church.
Right.
Which I as far as spirituality is concerned, I'm blessed to have in my own family an individual who is my model, almost
a good
to the
role
point,
model, yes,
just incredible role model. Where her philosophy is, it's all about what she gets out of it.
Yes. Sure,
and that's how she. It's not about passing any kind of judgment, and I admire. If I was as devout, and most people, if you're as devout as she is, you would be laying judgments on everybody.
Sure,
she doesn't even come anywhere close, and she'll be the first one to tell you that you know, a lot of what the Catholic Church has become. The Catholic Church, in my opinion, in this area especially, has become put your bumper sticker on your car, let everybody know that you're a turbo. It's the Rick Santorum Catholics, that are scary as hell, as far as I'm concerned.
Always extremes in any religion,
Scary. Very scary, very dangerous.
What drove me away from going to church? And Carrie and I went every week for a long time because we were going with Big Daddy when we lived with him and went to his church. When he passed away, they wanted me to sort of step up. He did a lot of stuff in the church as far as like being a church leader.
Yeah.
So I was going to some of the meetings and stuff. And when I realized
That wasn't church, Rob.
What's no? It was
they were wearing hoods.
But no.
You
that's
went a, to the meetings.
That's a different meeting.
They were wearing hoods. Yeah.
But
yeah.
What really drove me away?
I know what that is.
Right.
When you get down to the business of church, and yes. There is a lot of
it's
business.
It's a lot of business.
It's a lot of business, and it left such a bad taste in my mouth. Yeah. So.
It really it is something that
I'm a man of faith. But
and this
I'm
all started.
Not,
we
you
were,
don't like the toil.
Yeah.
This all started because we were
Rob hates business.
We were talking about
what
Easter.
About the business of God? I like that. Business.
Now we're not going to be able to talk about it.
Thank God.
We're not going to be able to talk about it extensively today. But the fact is, I want to cover Split Tail again on tomorrow's show.
So
I've been getting, a lot of correspondence, but before we go to break, I would not be doing my job if I didn't mention Oscar's internet fail. Are you aware of your fail?
No.
What?
Oscar's internet fail. Mike, don't feel bad about your internet struggles. Even Oscar Santana, your host of Tech 411, can be duped.
How?
Those wild new uniforms that he showed you today had everyone on the internet abuzz.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, that buzz was in 2010. A graphic designer fooled the blogosphere when he leaked the Nike uniforms.
No, I think he's mistaken because there are new uniforms that just came out yesterday.
But what I hear, there's only one team, I think, whose uniforms are changing and the rest are remaining the same, is
who's?
What I heard yesterday. I'm not a sports guy, I don't remember.
I thought it was the Patriots.
Oh,
might be the Patriots.
Yeah. Those Nike Pro Combat NFL uniform prototypes, is this what we're talking about?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's what you showed us yesterday.
Those are the ones, yeah.
Had you going, didn't they? You thought they were the real deal.
Oh, no.
That Nike had accidentally let their design slip for the 2012 season when they take over for Reebok as official apparel provider of the NFL. Hopefully, the thought of these jerseys being put on NFL players made you as nauseated as it did me. No, it actually didn't. Oscar was, you were pretty positive.
I didn't like
that's funny, too. But you can relax. They're fake.
Oh, no.
Although many corners of the blogosphere still haven't caught on to it yet. It was all created by some fan who apparently can't come up with creative concepts for the vast majority of the NFL and might be the worst uniform designer of all time and posted as such on a forum. But some knucklehead took them to be legit and ran with them. And now here we are. So anyway, that's the
uniform. Yeah, because I swear I saw the Ravens uniform yesterday as well.
Yeah.
Don't beat yourself up. If this is the worst mistake you ever make, it's nothing.
That so sucks.
I stand corrected.
For tomorrow's show,
I stand corrected.
Homework assignment, do some research on it.
I'll
find out if it
yes.
is indeed a hoax. It
Thank
seems
you.
To be that they are not really.
And no matter what, come to work tomorrow in a football uniform.
I will.
Please, please.
I have a jersey.
And maybe on tomorrow's show, we'll get to the ABCs of you.
Maybe not.
dinner cookie?
You're off the hook today, though.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. This segment of our program is brought to you by Brian Gauthier, who is, have you talked to him since the State Theater show?
I have not.
I really hope he's okay.
Why?
Because
we
messed up our little bit together, and I hope I didn't hurt his feelings.
No,
when
I mean,
I was,
he's
fine. I was looking at him going, too early.
Well, he's
too
been
early.
In the business for long enough. He knows how it is.
Brian is our buddy that owns the Oakton Wine Shop, and they are presenting a Spanish wine dinner and tasting with Sylvia Puig.
You related to her, Oscar?
No, I don't know her.
Because she's Sylvia Spanish.
Sylvia is a cousin.
Is from Odysseus. April 26th and 28th, Odysseus Winery, I would assume.
Uh-huh.
To find their tasting calendar and specials or join their monthly wine class, follow Oakton Wine Shop on Twitter and Facebook or give them a call, 703-255-5425. You want to make us happy on this show? How about you give Oakton Wine Shop a call today and say, hey, can you get me a bottle of wine at this particular price? And give them a call, and they'll have it ready for
they
you. You can pick it up on the way
and
home.
And it'll be great.
703-255-5425. I will give a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt to the very first person who calls Oakton Wine Shop today and orders up a bottle of wine.
How about that?
Brian will pick you a wonderful bottle of wine, and we will give you a t-shirt.
But you still have to pay retail for the wine.
And you have to. And Brian has to verify that you did come by,
I'll
and you are
to
a
him.
Listener of the Mike O'Mara Show. You get a t-shirt. I just decided I'd create that.
I like it.
Because he's
like
a nice
it.
Guy.
A real kind guy.
They're located at 123 and Hunter Mill Road in Oakton. Oakton Wine Shop has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world. It's a great shop to
the
browse
best.
In. And 100 hand-picked brews, too, if you want some specialty beer. I don't believe that there's a specialty beer that he does not have in his wine shop.
No.
They got cheeses. They got pâtés. It's Oakton Wine Shop, 703-255-5425. 5425. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday. This is April. I'm sorry. Is this April 5?
April 5th.
It
is. Yeah.
April 5. What do you have for us today, Rob?
We just heard I'm All Right, which is one of the best golf hit records of all time because it's the theme to Caddyshack. But I always like to trot this out because it's so bad. We played the great music from the Masters. The song is called Augusta.
Yes.
And it's by Dave Loggins, Kenny Loggins' brother.
Oh, that's okay. Right.
But there is a vocal to it. And it sucks.
Oh, God.
So, this will be great.
I know Michael.
Are you playing the vocal now?
Here's the vocal. It's
springtime in the valley on Magnolia Lane. It's the Augusta National and the master of the game.
And the thing
all right, this always is the lyrics written after the music?
No, he wrote the pop record, and they just pulled the instrumental track to make it the theme of the Masters. It's been the theme for probably, 30 years?
So the lyrics have been with it from the beginning.
It's rotten.
The scorecard's being filled out, and the patrons are... Oh, bleck.
We frown on the dark ones.
Hey, that's a great song you wrote.
Preview of tomorrow's, a preview of tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
I will be writing... My traditional
I love it.
Opening.
Yeah,
nice.
Try to keep it under 20 minutes this
year. I will try. Jim Nance,
the best.
Debuts the Masters.
Wonderful.
Tomorrow on our show. You don't want to miss that.
Favorite segments as a listener.
Really?
No, love it. Love
when
it.
Sure, when right, because I remember that was one of the first bits I actually took pen to paper.
Love it.
And didn't laze out on it, and I will actually write that. Now I've given myself a task.
You just read the ad for Oakton Wine Shop. They're very good, but I think as far as advertising goes, a tip of the Mike O'Mara Show hat.
Yes.
This is probably the commercial of the week. Are you familiar with Crazy Bruce's Liquor in West Hartford, Connecticut?
No. That's where my mother was born, though.
If you go to our YouTube page, you can watch the man sing this song. But tell me this isn't a wonderfully done spot.
Crazy Bruce's Liquors, we've got the bargains for you.
Central Connecticut.
Crazy Bruce's Liquors.
Where I'm from.
Selection and quality, too. Come down and see us. You'll think we're too good to be true. Zinfandel and Cabernet, Red Merlot and Chardonnay, Crazy Bruce's Liquor Store.
Dave Loggins.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Love that.
That's also the new theme to the Masters.
That reason is good enough to save a dollar. You will come into Savage Julius because Savage Julius is going to give you an incredible deal on this right now. I tell you, there's one thing people care about when they go to Savage and they go to Casual. They care about POMG. POMG is the thing that really makes people work. People care about POMG. That's why I'm giving them POMG, and you got to get POMG. If you don't get POMG, you don't come to Savage, but you're going to get POMG. You know what POMG is?
What is POMG?
Peace of mind guaranteed.
And afterwards, why not visit Crazy Bruce?
Crazy Bruce's Liquor.
Hartford.
Bargains for you.
Yeah. Hartford. I was born at Hartford Hospital.
Now, have you ever...
don't know that we've got the flat A in Central Connecticut as well. Yeah, it's not just confined to Chicago and Rochester, New York.
I
got no idea.
Caffey, black. Right. Anyway, this is a great story, not because of the story itself, which is pretty good. A guy robbed a convenience store with a brick.
Really?
That's the only weapon he had. Now, that's a pretty good story. Right. It's Asheville, North Carolina. What makes this story is the storytelling task put on the clerk that met the guy. This guy is a fun guy.
Okay.
This clerk, I think you'll enjoy.
Okay. See y'all.
But Saturday morning, one man walked through the door that no one recognized.
And I was standing at the door, and this guy had come up through there, and he came in. And I was having a good day, you know, just good karma.
And he had a bag full of tree nuts.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
There you are.
So this
waiting for Guffman.
This guy comes in, robs the store with a brick.
What did you just reach in front of your face?
All of a sudden, he just came in and just rained all over the parade. He goes, is it too early for a beer? And I said, no, it's Saturday, because when there's no blue laws on Saturday. I rang it up, told him it'd be $1.70, got my bag. Went to put the beer in it, and when I turned around...
And that's when things got interesting.
And then he finally stood back a little bit, and I just looked at him, face to face, and I said, are you...
Can you play that from the beginning?
Yeah, please.
Because seriously, listen, note the journalism 101 student.
Oh, it is so
fresh
horrible.
Out of broadcast journalism school, he goes...
And that's when things got interesting.
And I cut out a lot of her helping him.
Really?
Because I just like to listen to him.
You're right.
I like to listen to him.
And it's Saturday, which means no blue laws.
No blue. I rang up $1.70.
Let's listen to him again.
Him.
See y'all.
But Saturday morning, one man walked through the door that no one recognized.
And I was standing at the door, and this guy had come up through there, and he came in. And I was having a good day, you know, just good karma and good people. And then all of a sudden he just came in and just rained all over the parade. He goes, is it too early for a beer? And I said, no, it's Saturday, when there's no blue laws on Saturday. I rang it up, told him this would be $1.70, got my bag, went to put the beer in it, and when I turned around.
And that's when things got interesting.
Yeah. And then he finally stood back a little bit, and I just looked at him, I mean, face to face, and I said, are you stupid? He goes, what does that mean? And I just pointed at the camera. I said, you're on it. And he was still raising all kinds of cane with me.
Raising cane!
And that's when I reached over and I got my baseball bat.
Yeah.
And he kept doing this with the brick. And I said, go ahead and throw it. I said, throw it. Oh, I was beyond pissed. It was a good thing there's no audio on that tape because my language was horrible. He picked the beer up and he threw it on the ground. He made like this animal thing, you know. I don't know. I don't know. I just wasn't scared. If he's tried this here, then he'll do it somewhere else eventually. I don't know what came over me. It's just, you get to a point where you... Enough's enough.
It is enough's enough, Mike.
This guy's fantastic.
I love this guy.
He's amazing.
And the thing is really the best thing, I would have run that just based on the fact that the guy robbed a liquor store with a brick.
Right.
But then you got... And he was
having a good little Saturday.
Yeah. I was on good karma. Was a good
day. My God, that guy's a good... First of all, the ball's on the guy.
Yeah.
Throw the brick.
Yeah.
How dare you?
This will shock you. He's not the most masculine looking fellow.
What? How's that?
Hey, but he's masculine enough to grab a baseball bat.
Yeah, well, you go up against a brick.
That's pretty cool stuff.
You bring a baseball bat to a brick fight.
I love that cut.
That is fantastic.
All right. A guy has been wandering the South Pole for 86 days. I think he's from Norway. He's exploring the South Pole.
Okay.
Oh, can I interrupt you for a second? Uh-huh. I watched, it's weird the crap that you watch when there's nothing on TV. I watched, complete with subtitles, a
Crazy Bruce's Liquor.
Hi, I'm from Hartford.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I watched a movie with subtitles, and it was done in the same style as the Blair Witch Project and Paranormal.
Cinema Verite.
It was done like that,
Like
but it was subtitles. And it's these Norwegians that are going all over the countryside looking for trolls.
What?
I S you not.
Troll
I
hunting.
Swear to God.
Wow.
It's and they finally the culmination is they're sitting there and they have this cabin out in the middle of the tundra.
Josh?
The Arctic tundra, and they're sitting there and then you hear this like that, and you look and it's a shaky camera and you see in the distance, all of a sudden you see what appears to be one of these trolls, giant trolls.
Well, then it's not a troll. It's an ogre.
Whatever it was, it was chasing him, and it knocks over their Range Rover and everything.
That's
fascinating.
And no language barrier.
That's why you mentioned Norwegians.
All right. Well, this guy, when you're traveling for 3 months at a time in the South Pole, you don't want to carry all your stuff.
No.
So what you do is you bury it, and when you are coming back through, you can dig it back up.
Right.
But this guy, his name is...
This guy...
Alexander Gamme, G-A-M-M-E. He forgot what he'd buried because he didn't make notes of it.
Oh. Right.
What was in this little checkpoint was chocolate and cheese doodles. And I want you to hear the unabashed Norwegian joy when he digs up his pile and he finds cheese doodles. I think you will find it fascinating. Digging in the snow now.
Enda mer vaselin, og for så vidt ikke bruk for.
Sinksalve,
for det la jeg. Det ganske mye her, så det var tydeligvis bra.
He pulls it out.
Ja! Ja! Ja!
The joy. Sheer joy.
And then, oh wait, he throws it in. And then he finds a bottle of Cabernet.
Crazy Bruce's Liquor.
I'm kidding, of course, that, Mike, that is your audio vault.
That is a top 10 audio vault.
Strong
right
one.
There. That's good stuff. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz Burbank and news right here, everybody. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time to bring in the man, the legend himself. Here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. You know all about it. Here's the latest thing I've done is I have a little bookmarks bar at the top of my browser. And next to my bookmark for the Mike O'Mara Show's main webpage, I have one with your face on it, Mike, that says Amazon. And that takes me right to the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page.
You're a very organized dude.
So when I want to shop, I click Mike's face that says Amazon next to it. And boom, I click the brown banner and I'm into my account and I order stuff. And
incidentally,
everybody should...
everybody, my brown bin.
This is something everybody should be aware of. Yeah. I hooked up my little, what is it, Mac TV?
Apple TV.
Oh, yeah.
Apple TV. And Rob said, you know, you need an HDMI cable for you.
Yes, you do.
And then don't go to one of the stores to get them because you can get it on Amazon. I paid $3. No, less than $3. Like $2.92.
Now, Mike, be honest. It was $4 with shipping.
At Best Buy, they are charging $30, sometimes $60 for those cables.
I got mine for under $3.
There you go.
Shipped.
In a day and a half.
From Amazon. Amazon,
you
have to be aware.
Do you remember the name of the dealer you got it from?
I think it was Crazy.
Crazy Bruce.
Crazy
Cables.
Bruce.
Crazy Bruce's Cables.
But there are lots of these deals on Amazon like that.
Always.
So if you want to support the show, the best way
money.
To... And I always check with Mark Ronick, how are we doing with our friends at Amazon this
month? Now we're in the beginning of April, so we really need people to step up for April because obviously there's only been a couple of days of sales.
You can conceivably, if you want to get an Easter gift for somebody, you could probably order it today and get it by tomorrow.
Get your office supplies there or whatever you need for work
printer
or your
ink.
Church or organization.
Absolutely. Go for it and help us out. You help this show when you shop at Amazon through MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well said, sir.
All right.
Do you ever eat while you're at the computer? Any of you?
Yep.
You ever eat while you're sure?
Every morning.
It's interesting because it turns out your mouse
constantly.
Your mouse is three times filthier than your toilet seat. Ooh. We've heard warnings like this before, but
we warned Rudy Martsky.
I'm going to stop
that.
You right now.
yeah.
Because I'm Carla says I'm a little bit compulsive. Do you guys clean your... how often do you clean your laptop?
I don't clean it nearly enough.
Oh, my God. I clean mine probably literally every other day.
See, I don't have a laptop. Really I've got a desktop, but it's got a cordless keyboard. I do that about once a week.
I tried about once a week. I actually did it this morning after I read this story.
Never.
It is so... You take one of my little cloths
and
clean that up because it is so disgusting. It's natural. Your stuff falls
body
off
oils,
your body.
Dead skin.
It's filthy.
Yeah. Oh, and
I'm happy to be using RJ's computer.
Oh!
What could
you ever
possibly
see his fingernails?
Go wrong?
Yeah, that's
do you ever
why
see
I'm
his
happy.
Fingernails?
They're gorgeous.
That's really what I want to talk to RJ about tomorrow.
The French manicure?
Fine.
Oh, his nails are ridiculous.
Well, you know what? I bought him a manicure.
You ever see his thumbnail? It like goes
oh,
like
it looks
out like
yeah,
that.
It looks like he's doing blow off.
It's disgusting.
I bought him a manicure pedicure for his birthday.
Why?
He hasn't used it yet.
Will he ever change? He's the filthiest person I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know. I think, first of all, we need to get him out of that truck.
You know, when we were
then
playing
we'll get his nails cut.
We have a bonus hour that some of the VIP listeners have heard already, but most of you haven't. The bonus hour this week is when we play a little game when we step out onto the porch.
Right.
Stepped out on the porch with RJ,
nice.
And I'm looking at him. It looks like my dog him.
Oh,
what are you saying?
I swear to God. Cleanliness is next to godliness, RJ.
Remember, a hygiene company has just conducted a study that says your mouse, your keyboard, your office chair,
Diaz hygiene.
Your desk, your phone, and the elevator button all have more germs than your toilet.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
I'll give you $20.
No!
To rub your eyes.
If you smell that chair.
If I smell it?
If you smell the chair, you're sitting here.
$20. Here he goes. Down goes Ronick.
Hold on. Wait. Let me enjoy this. Put the microphone down here.
Oscar, your comments, your thoughts on this?
Oh, well, no
I'm sorry.
Shocked,
wait. $10. I only have $10.
That's fine. $10 is still
pay.
Still more than I had coming in today.
All right, and I mean put your face on it and really take a really good deep breath.
All right, here we go.
Poor RJ. Probably smells like ass.
Oh.
Oh, God. It's so gross.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Medic.
I'm not, it's rotten. It's,
oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. I don't know that was worth it.
Yeah. Here's your $10.
That was one bet you should have passed over.
Oh, my God. That was real. That was so real. How did it smell? Rotten?
It was
eggs.
Bad ass.
I mean, you know what's great?
Really bad.
It's really great that you paid him $10 so that he's going to need that for a copay in about 2 hours.
4 out of 10 desks have extremely high levels of bacteria, including staff and E. coli.
Wow. Yeah, that comes from scat.
Wash your hands and wash your stuff.
Yeah.
And you can stop calling him or her your administrative assistant after an era of political correctness. The International Association of Business Professionals says the word secretary is back. It reports a 200% increase in the number of members identifying themselves as secretaries and not as administrative assistants. That reverses a 20-year trend set off by the Women's Lib movement, the IAAP.
Does that mean we can call them stewardesses again, too?
That may be the next step.
I wouldn't advise it with my sister-in-law.
Really?
Really.
She hates stewardess?
Not a fan.
Excuse me, stewardess!
You're gonna die!
What about... dumpsters.
Wow.
Still, yes, maybe someday, Oscar, but for now, still considered inappropriate.
CGRW.
I'll give you $10 if you smell that dumpster.
The international
guzzling road horse.
Mike, come on, guys.
Oh, we'll be posting late today. The International Association of Business Professionals says it thinks that Mad Men has had a lot to do with this shift back to the word secretary.
I think a lot of things from that era are A-OK far as I'm concerned.
And by the way, this is by a guy named Mike Boxer. All the sounds in this version of the Mad Men theme are all done by his voice.
Really?
A vocal mix.
It is all a cappella, and he did a great job with it.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
There you go.
For a guy who's installing a car elevator in one of his homes, Mitt Romney is no fan of the electric car for some reason.
Elevated machine.
He says it's an idea whose time has not yet come.
If you'd like to see where the garage is going to be located, they made a movie about it. And if you'd like to see, it's his house. It's Mitt Romney's house. Right. And it's with Mitt Romney's son. Uh-huh. And the movie's called Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And it's Mitt Romney's son, Cameron Romney. Yeah, well, Cameron Romney.
It's Romney's comments.
He wears a Gordie Howe Detroit Red Wings jersey.
Big fan.
About the electric car has not set well with the men and women who build the Chevy Volt in one of Romney's home states, Michigan. Romney literally laughed off the car on a radio show like that last December and repeated his skepticism this week, even though it was Republican President George W. Bush who signed the tax breaks for those buying electric cars. Romney says the market should decide the future of electric cars.
You know where they screwed up with the Chevy Volt?
Where?
They screwed up with charging $40,000 for it. It's not worth $40,000.
What they should do
hasn't heard sales.
They should charge.
Oh no, it's a disaster. Where did you hear hasn't heard sales?
Well, this is the thing. They actually stopped producing them.
Right.
So after this gas hike just came around, the gas price hike,
they're selling again. Oh, okay. I think it's overpriced.
Chevy Volt sales have just set a monthly record, and sales have increased 50% since December.
That's brand. You've got the latest news because it had been tanking
prior to that. Sales, the gas prices had everything to do.
That's amazing.
What if they brought it down to like $25,000, but batteries not included?
Thank you, Rob.
Quoting a Democratic lawmaker from Michigan, Mr. Romney only takes his foot out of his mouth to change feet.
Yeah.
Romney's also talking about President Obama's secret agenda.
Oh, I hate those.
3 years into the Obama administration, Romney says Obama is still hiding his real plans for the U.S.
The secret agenda, Mike, the clue is miniature.
Is he fear-mongering?
Quoting Romney, he doesn't want to share his real plans with the American public.
Right after his re-election, so we can't do anything about it? Is that when the real secret plan is going to come out?
After his second election, because he's been laying low the first three years.
Well, that's smart. I hope the secret agenda puts sugar back in soft drinks. I just hope that's made.
Well, Obama doesn't help his cause by being overheard talking to the Russian president.
That's the fodder that they're using.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. When he did that, I went, there you go again, being stupid. And when they're stupid, they deserve what they get. And now he's given Mitt Romney a total agenda.
Yeah, and then he'll show him the secret tunnel.
And Romney knows he has an audience for that kind of
comment. That's right.
We like to think it's the American way to feel compassion, to offer help for people who are hungry or cold. But in recent years, we've gotten more particular about who we help.
I'm hungry.
A new study shows we're less likely to feel empathy for the cold and hungry if they belong to the other political party. This is true for both Republicans and Democrats in the psychological study where they stood allegedly hungry people in the rain at bus stops all over the world to test, especially in this country, to test people's reactions and who was willing to help them. They made some of these people waiting in the rain, Christian, anti-gay, Republican sorts of characters, and they made...
How did they do that, though?
Like buttons?
What did they do, wear hats?
Signs?
No, they just by their appearance, their dress, their demeanor, what they said, how they behaved, and then they added, some of the actors added to that conservative views, some of them added liberal views, and they found that if they encountered somebody of opposite views, they got no empathy. If they encountered somebody of similar views, they got empathy.
That makes sense.
Like I said, was true for conservatives and liberals.
That makes sense.
Well.
I do it. If somebody's like going to start spewing Obama, anti-Obama Rush Limbaugh talk to me and he's homeless, I'm going to say, oh, I'll keep that fiver.
It makes sense, but also I think there's probably a lot of margin for error in something that is that objective
I agree.
They do it. But it's a very valid point.
Psychology researchers did the study, so they tried to be
careful.
What
do you think, Oscar? You're being very quiet. During this segment.
I could care less.
Exactly.
There you go.
No, what? No empathy?
Here, let me bring Oscar back.
That's them.
Crazy Bruce.
He likes that part. Woo! Very good.
A Green Bay man has come forward to say that he set fire to a local Planned Parenthood clinic. He told police they're killing babies there.
Boo.
And Mississippi.
Boy, we see these right around the corner here.
Oh, yeah.
These whack jobs that are out there on the street. They scare the crap out of me.
Yeah, mine
really, I like
too.
When I drive by them with their right to life posters and stuff, and they have like 3-year-olds holding dead baby pictures. Yeah. They make me serious. I look at them like I'm looking at ghosts. Yeah. I'm scared of those people.
I always thought of getting a line of condoms and because I drive right by there
every day
and just hold it up with the window down.
Don't you feel like I do when you, because you drive by it every day too. Don't you feel like you want to say something? You want to give them a little bit of friendly
in some way? I do, but it's
really
it's
again?
Sorry about that.
What are you doing?
The people that are staying there, I know that they have their beliefs, but it's never somebody that I'm like, okay, they've taken a day off of work to come do this.
Right.
It's never the guy in the suit or the lady educated.
Have you ever seen the pro-choice guy that's on the other side of the street?
No.
There's a pro-choice guy that doesn't come out on a regular basis, but he's there every once in a while.
You know why?
You'll see a guy
he's working.
There. Yeah, he's working.
He does four podcasts, that guy.
You know why they're there, you know?
No, I
probably shouldn't say this.
There's probably a clinic right there.
There's a clinic right there.
Yeah.
That's
where
my physical therapy is, right next to where that clinic is. And
same thing happens in my neighborhood.
Yeah, there's one right down the road.
I feel horrible.
The weird thing is, though, Mike,
it's bullying.
Mysteriously, since you've started your physical therapy, you have not been with child.
Exactly.
Mississippi, meanwhile, there's only one abortion clinic in Mississippi, and it will probably close now that lawmakers have passed a law or are passing a law that takes away hospital privileges from doctors who perform that procedure. The Kansas State Supreme Court has ruled that a man who had sex with a Rottweiler will not have to register as a sex offender.
Crazy Bruce's liquor.
Yes, I'm drunk.
We've got the bargains for you.
The Wichita man faces misdemeanor charges instead of a felony. They're only going to charge you with a misdemeanor instead of a felony because he only used his finger.
Oh, no. He told his wife he was out looking for some tail.
And finally...
Yes?
Split tail.
Or should we go home now?
Tough to follow that, Buzz. Wow.
Finally, Indianapolis police answered a call about a 19-year-old man walking down the street totally nude.
Oh, this is good. When he starts making himself laugh, it's always going to be good.
When they ask him what's up, he replied, "It's opposite day." It wasn't really opposite day, but police played along. In that case, said the officer, you are not going to jail for public indecency. Which, of course, is the opposite of what happened. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook at NVCCAHA Training Center, or click their ad on our website, Northern Virginia Community College. We love them.
Yay!
And it's an American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class, and you will save a life. How it works, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Stikker, enda mer vaselin, og jeg forstår at jeg ikke bruker sinksalve, hva kaller jeg la igjen. Det ganske mye her, så det var tydeligvis bra. Ja! 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 Ja!